Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till, my favorite blues band bringing us back there, Robert Cray. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Barbara Friedberg is our guest, our new friend, soon to be old friend. We'll get Barbara back. She's got more to teach us. She's the author of How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery. That's one of her books. You can find out all the others on her website, which I'll get her to tell us about in a minute, and also on Amazon. Barbara, give us the website and tell us what you do for your folks.
The website is BarbaraFriedbergPersonalFinance.com, and I teach savvy investors how to build wealth and then get on with living their lives.
Mm-hmm. I like the way you say that. And they can find out more about that in your books at your website. And that's Friedberg, F-R-I-E-D-B-E-R-G. Barbara, one of the things that troubles me, and this ties back to the future of stock values, when you talk about buying indexes and helping people invest their money, share prices are driven by earnings of companies, aren't they?
Absolutely.
And for the last 7 years, corporate America, I've never seen a seven-year period in my life where corporate America has used as many different devices to drive earnings, to therefore drive share prices. They didn't have any earnings in the beginning after the recession. Then the economy came back a little bit, and they cut expenses, and that drove share prices. Then they started buying back shares, and that drove earnings and helped support the share price. Then they started consolidating, and that was further cuts, and that drove earnings and share prices. And on and on, all the different ways that they've done this, they're running, in my opinion, they're running out of ways to manipulate their earnings. And I wonder, are they just going to let the earnings go? Or are they going to start really investing in the economy? What do you think?
You know, that's a tough question, because you forgot to mention one other factor, which is the CEOs are now earning huge multiples over the average worker.
Right,
which is another driver.
And those
profit.
Earnings are based on the share price, aren't they? That's their performance.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, the share price is based on the earnings.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sure, because if you see a company's, or if the analysts see a company's earnings going up, then share
CEO
buyers of the company are happy, and they buy more stock and drive the price up.
So my question, though, is as we go forward, as you're encouraging people to invest in corporate America, in the stock market, where are there with a global economy that's tough right now, where are those earnings going to come from? Isn't it time for corporate America to come back to the marketplace?
What do you mean by that when you say come
they're
back
not
to
in,
the marketplace?
You know how much, Barbara, of all people, you know how much cash they're sitting on, right?
Oh,
trillions,
absolutely.
Trillions of dollars.
Sure.
When are they going to invest that money back into the marketplace?
Right.
Instead of sitting on it? That's my question. As long as they sit on it, as long as corporate America sits on it, half the economy is not doing anything.
I see what you're saying. And, you know, they're scared. They're still, corporate America is still scared from the 2008 crash,
yeah.
And that's part of the reason why they're afraid to start reinvesting. That's also part of the reason why workers are, although unemployment is down, workers aren't making any more money, inflation adjusted, than they were in 2008.
Employee participation is way down.
Sure, because technology is also taking away a lot of jobs.
Right.
This is a question, Jim, without an easy answer.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know, it's a wonderful topic to discuss. When are they going to start spending and creating more, I guess, wage inflation and participating in the economy, buying more from the small businesses? You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that part of their reticence in investing is also because they're worried about what's going to happen with regime change in Washington this year?
Oh, you know, I was listening to your last conversation, and this political climate is insane, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
It is totally insane. Yeah, I think right now, and I'm so glad you brought that up, there's a ton of fear in the economy right now. And I think that's pushing stock prices down, and there's fear in what's going to happen when the new president comes in. And so corporations, like you mentioned, are reticent to do anything.
You know, even someone as young as you can appreciate the fact that we've had a record period of uncertainty in the economy for the last 7 or 8 years, haven't we?
Absolutely.
And yes. that's the big problem. Hey, Barbara, will you come back another day?
I would love to. It's been so much fun, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Come back again. Barbara Friedberg, ladies and gentlemen, F-R-I-E-D-B-E-R-G is how you spell her last name. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.